Hari Gurudas, I don't see. When do you have come?
I saw that 2.5 weeks.
Eh?
About 2.5 weeks.
Oh. Thank you very much for your kind reception. The press reporter, they were asking me that we make distinction between man, woman, and black, white. We make distinction not in that way. We say that so long you are on the material platform, artificially, however you may try to keep everyone on the equal level, it will be failure. Just like the United Nations is trying to be united nationally, internationally, for the last more than 30 years, but they have not been able to do so. The Bhagavad Gita, there is one verse, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Govi Hakti Suniteta Sapati Sa Pandita Samadashi. Pandit means spiritually advanced. A person who is spiritually advanced, he sees on equal level a very learned man, Siddha Vinaya Sampanne, Brahma, the first class man, and Siddha Vinaya Sampanne, Govi, an animal like cow, Hasti, animal like elephant, Siddha Vinaya Sampanne, Brahmani, Govi, Hasti, Sunich, means dog, Sapak, means dog eater, sandals, all of them, they see equal. So what is that saying? If I invite one learned scholar and if I ask him, please sit down with the dog, will he be pleased? He'll feel insulted. But I see that within the dog there is spirit soul, and within the learned scholar there is spirit soul. Panditasa. Samadarsana means from different platform. On the material platform, if I say, oh, you may be a learned scholar, and you may think the dog is dog, but I see you are all equal. So it is insult. So the fact is that we cannot disturb the equality, different position materially. At the same time, we have to understand what is the position spiritual. That is what. If we make distinction between man and woman, black and white, then how in our temple we are enjoying together? Because we actually, we are equal on the spiritual platform. We do not say that you are Oman, you cannot become my disciple, or you are black, therefore you cannot become my disciple. No. We welcome everyone. So they may not need understand. Yes, you can issue one statement that we say that if you want to see everyone equally, treat everyone equally, then you have to come to the spiritual platform, Krishna consciousness. Materially, it is not possible. The Bhagavad Gita, you find different statements by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In one place, he says that Vidya Abhinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavir. In another place, Krishna says, Srisu Dushtasu Vasniya. Vanna Sankara Vihapati. Srisu Dushtasu. When woman becomes polluted, then there is unwanted population. So, if in one place it is stated that Pandita Samadarsana, man and woman, is equal, or Pandit or learned dog and Brahmin, in another place it says, Sri Sudhustasu Vasneya. So, the fact is that in order to make progress towards the end of spiritual realization, then we must make distinction. But the aim should be one. If you artificially do not make distinction, that will not stay. Just like in your country, the black and white, they have got equal rights. But why is the fight sometimes? Racial fight? Because it is on the material platform. So, our point is that you come to the spiritual platform, then this equality will be possible. If you keep yourself on the material platform, then artificially you may say we are equal, but at last we shall fight. This is our purpose. Therefore we request everyone that you come to the spiritual platform, then everything will be very nice. There will be no distinction, because Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma. When one was spiritually realized, then he becomes happy. Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma. Na sūcati, na kāṅkati. There is no more lamentation. There is no more hankering. Just like one man is trying to become another man's position. There is hankering. So in spiritual platform, there is no hankering. Because he understands that spiritually we are one. So how that spiritually oneness can be made possible, that is Krishna consciousness. We are trying to solve all problems by this one stroke, Krishna consciousness. Practically you can see, here, while you are dancing, the boy is dancing, The father is dancing, the black is dancing, the white is dancing, the young is dancing, the old is dancing. You can see it. The woman is dancing, a man is dancing. They're dancing, everyone. They are not artificially dancing like dog, but by spiritual ecstasy. That is the dancing platform. They are not dancing here for some monetary purpose. No. It is automatic. Automatic. Realizing God. In relationship with God. Even if it is not realized. It is realized. But even if you say that they are not realized, but that feeling exactly that we are all servant of Krishna. That is what. So, despite artificial distinction, despite a man's body and a female's body, woman's body, the bodily structure is different. How you can say they're equal? No. When you see the external structure of the body of man and woman, there is difference. But despite this difference, when the man and woman think in connection with Krishna, they're equal. That is what. Our proposition is that artificially you do not try to make equality. That will fail you. It is already failure. Now how we can? Just like I have seen in London, woman police. So woman police, so I was joking with her. If I capture your hand and snatch you, what you will do? You are a policeman. You'll cry simply. So what is the use of your becoming policeman? Policeman requires bodily strength. If there is some villain, you can give him one slap or catch him. That's what the woman will do. So we say that be practical. Artificial equality will not endure. We are equal undoubtedly because we are all spirit souls. Na jayate naam yate eva kadasi jena sin jasadehe kaumara jurunang jara tatha dehantarapta. Asmin rehe, within this body there is this spirit soul. That we have to understand, first of all. And then, if we cultivate on that platform of spirit soul, then we shall feel equal. And there will be no disturbance. Everyone will be peaceful. That is what we are stressing, that point. That artificially, if we say that we are all equal, it is not that. But spiritually, when you understand equality, that will continue. And that will bring peace and happiness all over the human society. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, then this statement, the distinction is already there. That I explained to them. We are trying to go above the distinction. But when I say that distinction is always there, they misunderstand that I am making distinction. I am not making distinction. They are already there. Why a woman is differently dressed and a man is differently dressed? Why the structure of the body, woman, is different from the man? And why there is no equal right? I was yesterday talking that woman also become pregnant and man also become pregnant. A distinction is there by nature. But if you come to the spiritual platform, then you will understand that I am not this body. These distinctions are on the body platform. I am a spirit soul. My function is how to serve God. Then it is. It is a clear thing, but because they do not understand that there is distinction between spirit and matter, they amalgam again, or they have no breath, the spirit is different from matter, therefore they think that I am making distinction. So, we should understand the real position, and then automatically there will be equality, there will be no misunderstanding. Yes?
What is the best way to deal with skepticism?
Skepticism, rascality. We are not going to deal with rascality. We are going to deal with sense. Skepticism, they do not believe in it. Everything is false. They are so disappointed, they think everything is false. We are not going to deal with such men. What is use? Is that not skepticism? What is that skepticism? So, why is one should be disappointed? We say that if you come to the spiritual platform, you'll be happy. We want to deliver him from the platform of disappointment. Sometimes one being very disappointed is coming suicide. But will anybody recommend that you are so disappointed, now you come and suicide? Nobody will. So similarly, the skepticism is disappointed. We say, why you are disappointed? Come to the spiritual platform and you'll be happy. That is our life. So we are not going to accept his philosophy, skepticism, but we want to deliver him from this fallen condition. That is our mission. He is in false conception that a disappointment. Why? Our Vedic literature says, Anandamaya Vyasat, the living entity, the spirit soul, by nature happy. There is no question of disappointment. You see Krishna's picture anywhere. How? They are happy. The gopis are happy. The cowherd boys are happy. Krishna is happy. Simply happiness. Where is disappointment? So you come to that platform, then you will be also happy. You come to Krishna, dance with Krishna, eat with Krishna. And that is information you are giving. Where is the question of disappointment? Come with Krishna. Krishna therefore comes personally to show how he is happy in Vrindavan. And he is invited, come to me. Sarva-dharma-an-paritra-jama-amekam-sarana-maja. You just come to me, I shall give you all pleasure. But we are not going. So that is not Krishna's fault, or Krishna's servant's fault. The one who will not come to that platform, that is his fault. We are conversing everywhere. So come to Krishna consciousness and be happy. And see, whether you are not. Otherwise, if they are not happy, how? The man, woman, the boy, the child, the father, the mother, the black and white, everyone is dancing. Why? This is the platform of happiness. So we are inviting, come to this platform. Why you should remain disappointed? Carry on. It is equally good for the skeptics, for the atheists, for the agnostics, for the theist, for anyone. Is that all right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.